Beloved friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We look back to a weekend of great meetings. The dear Lord blessed us. We shared His word with brothers and sisters from all over Europe. As you know, our speeches are being translated into 12 different languages simultaneously, and God has arranged it in such a way that many, many around the world can now hear through internet our meetings. We do have each first Sunday and the Saturday that goes with it. As you know, our subject remains the same. We speak about the imminent return of Jesus Christ, the fulfillment of Bible prophecies in our time. We share with God's people about the ministry of Brother Branham. He was a man sent from God with the word of God to the people of God in our time. He was told, as John the Baptist forerun the first coming of Christ, the message he received was to forerun the second coming of Christ. Then we understand that those who believe the true word of God, they are restored. They are brought back to the original foundation laid by the apostles and prophets. And beloved, we have to say this very clearly and with emphasis. We have to return to the Word of God, whether the subject is the Godhead, baptism, Lord's Supper, whatever the Bible subject might be. We must come out from all interpretations, from all traditions, and we must take God's word as the original pattern. There's just no way around it. Jesus Christ, our Lord, will return as bridegroom to take the bride church home to glory. Before His return, there is a cry at midnight, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." Right now, through the message of the hour, this cry, this call to wake up is going forth all over the earth. And then the true teachings about God, about His manifestation as Father in His only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, for the one great purpose that we should be placed back as sons and daughters of God into our original position. Beloved, I say this in love. God's word is not given to us for discussion. God's word is given to us so the will of God and God Himself reveals who He is and what He is and the purpose connected to every revelation of God. We go back to the beginning of the creation, and we go back to the beginning of redemption, And we see the divine order in the creation. And we have to see again the divine order in the plan of redemption. The time for discussion is over. The time for interpretations is over. This is God's time for God's people to take us back to the Word of God. Now, only a thought about Israel, about the neighboring countries, about Hamas and Al-Qaeda and jihad. Believe it or not, the fight in the natural is not against any other country or people. It's against Israel, because Israel is God's chosen natural people. And therefore, the Islamic world can declare Israel has no right to exist. Imagine for one moment that someone on earth would say, this people, this nation, has no right to exist. My beloved brothers and sisters, if we take it to the Church of Jesus Christ, it seems that the true Church of Jesus Christ has no right to exist on earth. It's not recognized among all the other churches. We just heard about the gathering of the 347 Christian denominations in Porto Alegre. And we also heard about the dialogue with them and the Pentecostal churches. Beloved, I believe the time has come for all of God's children to realize we must be one in Christ. Christ in us, the hope of glory, one in His Word, not in the interpretation of this brother or that brother. And mind you, even in the statements Brother Branham made, there are so many different interpretations attached to them. Why? Why should you interpret? Why should you take things out of context? Why should you confuse? Again, I believe God brought us out of all confusion to bring us back into the Word and to have the unity in the Spirit. John 17:23. Thou in me, and I in them, that we might be perfectly one. So we understand God sends His servants and prophets to bring us back, to show us the way, to present the truth to us. But then every prophet, every apostle points to Jesus Christ. And therefore, the time has come for us to follow Jesus Christ in the footsteps of those who followed Him in the first century, 2,000 years ago. The first sermon and the last sermon must be the same. The first baptism and the last baptism must be the same. The first Lord's Supper and the last Lord's Supper must be the same. Everything must be restored. And our Lord confirmed the promise of Malachi chapter 4 in Matthew 17:11, and also in Mark chapter 9, verse 12. Truly, Elijah shall first come and restore all things. not to start a new religion, but restore us back to the faith of the apostolic fathers, to bring us back right to the beginning. All who believe in teachings which are not found in the scriptures are deceived. I'm Brother Frank, and I have to be frank. I repeat, all who believe teachings which are not supported in the Word of God, they are deceived, and they deceive others. Let the Word of God that remains forever be in you, and may you have the grace to follow our Lord and Savior in His footsteps, to agree with His Word, and may the bride church all over the earth be prepared for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior. The signs of the time do speak a very clear language. If you see all these things come to pass, then you know the time is near, even at the door. God bless you and be with you. We do have literature for all those who wish to be informed about Bible subjects. God bless you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.